All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, I know we've got a couple of car reviews we need to do. What have you driven lately?
So we kind of teased it a little bit last week, but I was just in a 2022 Volkswagen Golf R.
Okay. You broke up for a second. A Golf what, did you say? Go ahead, say that again.
Sorry. So I was in the 2022 Volkswagen Golf R,
okay,
which is Volkswagen's hot hatch, right? It's kind of these fun little peppy. This is a turbocharged four-cylinder that makes over 300 horsepower. It's a fun little car to drive around. And something new for this year, Dad, that's really, really fun, it's all-wheel drive. So you can have this car here in Colorado and have it be all-wheel drive, which some of its competitors actually have had for a little bit now. And for those of you in Colorado, you'll know that that's most likely a Subaru, right? A WRX, or
right,
you know, their STI version of that. And they've had that for a while now. But this is a really fun car, Dad. Kind of been redesigned for 2022. There's some different fun modes. They've kind of got like this drift mode that you can use on this car on a racetrack. It changes that. They've got some different torque vectoring, all sorts of different fun things. But this is a really fun little car. I don't know how else to say it. If you're, you know, in the market for it, I would definitely consider. I would say this. You're going to be hard-pressed to get four full-size adults, I should say. Myself and Walt were able to fit in it for a trip up to Fort Collins and back, and it wasn't too bad. But if you are a taller individual, the front area is not made for two really, really big dudes. We'll just kind of say it as it is there. But outside of that, it's a really fun car. It's enjoyable to drive. And then the last thing I'll say, Dad, which I know you and I were kind of tempted to talk about, was it's a 6-speed manual was
okay,
the one that I got to drive, which we don't see that too often anymore.
Don't.
Took a little bit getting used to, but it makes the car really fun to drive. And folks, again, you can't hardly find manuals out on the roads these days very much. And so when you do, or when we get a chance to, we actually really enjoy them. The clutch works really well at that. It was smooth. It was a fun car to drive and kind of test out and test some of the features. And it was nice to have a lot of that control literally in your hand as needed. But it's really a fun car. This car was about $43,000,
$44,000.
Okay. So a little bit pricier in terms of overall. But again, this thing is literally, it's a little go-kart, right? It's kind of a rocket go-kart, or I should say a go-kart for adults. Let's just say it that way. To where it's a really fun car, you can toy around, and Dad, it's something that honestly you can get straight from the dealer and go have fun with it wherever you want to, right?
Nice.
It's not something where you have to put a lot of time and money into. So
nice.
I encourage folks, go out, test drive it, get your friends in it, get your family in it, and see how it drives. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.